Want to say hello to everybody tonight. This is Russ Dizdar. Listen, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Monday night, November the 16th. Listen, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are, listen, globalism is in the waters. And many are drinking. Listen, if it wasn't such a vital issue right now, we wouldn't talk about it again. But we need to. We really do. And we need to make sure that the kings of the earth, listen, leaders all around the world, like, Stephen Harper out of Canada. How about Nicolas Sarkozy from France and, Angela Merkel from Germany? What about Gordon Brown? What about Barack Obama? What about Juan Carlos? What about Kevin Rudd down in Australia? What about Queen Beatrix and many other world leaders? Let me say again that there is an agenda to breathe in globalism, and it has really revealed itself, not to too many people, but it did back in the 1930s when what was called an ascended master led Alice Bailey to write a book called The Externalization of the Hierarchy. It dealt with the incremental approach, the step-by-step approach, the evolution of globalization, and you and I are in the mix of it right now. You and I, whose leaders have been, swayed by the spirit of the age, no question about it. Listen, if you're new to us tonight, my name is Russ Dizdar, and we are at shatterthedarkness.net, and I want you to know that it's great to have you here listening, and great to have those who have gone to the archives. Appreciate the numerous emails that I've gotten here the last number of days, and we appreciate that, even some letters in the mail, which is fine also, but I do want to say that we're going to work on getting a new kind of headset because this one obviously isn't working so greatly. Now, if you do go to the archives, I believe that it comes out a little cleaner, a little clearer than the live mic that we have right now. So we're looking to straighten that out and to be more helpful in that way. And I want to say that what we're talking about this week, once again, vital information. If you're a believer in Christ, it's all about biblical prophecy. It's all about the unprecedented manifestation of, the ultimate work of the fallen cherub. Obviously, there's people around the world that think anybody that talks about globalism or anything about it must be, you know, off their rocker and not to worry about it. One of the reasons is that now, whether you go to Yale, whether you go to, well, any kind of global watch site, and begin to re-enter universities, the political scene, all across the spectrum, I am saying that globalism is in the water. That's the topic this week, in the sense that it is being drunk by millions, but specifically tonight, we're going to deal with the topic breathing in and out when it comes to politics and politicians. Now, we'll get to that in a few moments. Let me give you a few of the things that are occurring, too. And very important, we know the December meeting is coming up in Copenhagen. And again, that's going to be all about globalism. The environmental scare and push is once again dealing with the concepts of globalism. And let me tell you something, globalism's coming. You're not going to be able to stop it. But we do have four indicators tonight, four indicators of what globalism is all about and why we need to be concerned, and that it involves, listen, not only the life that you're living now and the life of your children and grandchildren, it's all about the existence of nations. We're talking about world population, the coming of some of the greatest, most horrific destruction the world's ever known. I mean, the loss of humanity is going to be massive. Now, you know what I did? I went out and saw the movie 2012. My wife and I saw the movie 2012 Saturday night, and wow, if that is what 2012 is all about, listen, we're talking about what they're claiming some aspects of the Mayan prophecies and other forecasters are referring to, the shift in the Earth's crust. They never get down to telling the reasons why. But I want you to know that it looks like billions, according to 2012 in the movie, man, billions die. The movie is completely devoid of God and of hope and of eternal life. The movie is completely devoid of anything of the cross or any kind of hope. And the only thing that really speaks in the movie is that, the things that save them in the end are called an ark, which is a type in Scripture of God saving humanity from annihilation, from extinction. Please understand, back in Genesis 6, that the flood that came was a judgment on evil, yes, but evil had gone so far that it was going to bring extinction to the human race. There was nothing going to be nothing left but transmutation, and we would have seen, well, listen, without the breaking in of God and the saving of humanity, there would have been extinction then. So the ark in Scripture is a type and shadow even of the coming cross, no question about it. God's saving act to save humanity. Without that flood, you wouldn't be here today. So let me welcome tonight all the believers in Christ around the world, but let me also say this. I know that there are those who are psychics, New Agers, spiritual researchers, and a number, listen, right now, a number of, I had emails sent to me this last week, and even last night in the two-hour show. There are some folks that I had no idea that are monitoring what we're talking about, and now that the book is out, The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers, and the Coming Chaos, now that that book is out, let me tell you something. I don't know everybody who's reading it. I know that they're doing a little cleanup on the editing again, and then it will be pushed a little bit broader. But I want you to know that the release of the book, The Black Awakening, and the timing of what's happening in the world today is, to me, astounding. Absolutely astounding. So I want you to know that... you know, I believe in that book, 44 chapters, in which we offer 70 hours of free MP3 training course material. And we also are going to put up on the website in the next 8 months, we're going to add 6 more chapters in PDF files to that, to the ongoing. Because the book is so alive and current concerning the issues that are here today, even the topic of globalism, because globalism goes back to Psalm 2, 3,000 years ago, when God speaks directly to the nations, to the peoples, globalists, and he speaks in direct warning and invitation to the political, military leaders of the world, specifically political, when he says kings. Now, they have the power in the area of military, but the politicians. So a living, breathing word from God 3,000 years ago, and let me tell you where it connects. And again, if you're a student of Scripture, or if you are a spiritual seeker, if you're somebody that desires insight to the, well, the feeling in the air, the chaos that we sense, the coming catastrophic events, if you're a researcher, research Psalm 2, Revelation 16, and Revelation 19:19. In each case, you're going to have the Spirit of God speaking to the kings of the earth, speaking about the kings of the earth. In Psalm chapter 2, 3,000 years ago, God is giving a warning and an invitation to the political heads of state, and it's a living word right now to leaders all over the world. To Christina Kirchner. No question there in Argentina. To Kevin Rudd, no question. To King Juan Carlos, to Queen Beatrix, to Gordon Brown. Listen, all across, you know, Stephen Harper. And listen, I would beg that Barack Obama would listen and hear the warning. But there are so many that have drunk so deep that are literally floating along, convinced already that globalism must be here. Now, before I give you the four indicators of this kind of lethal globalism that will bring the greatest destruction of human history, now I'm going to say it again. The globalism that we're talking about, that is deeply embedded and clearly evolving and emerging in the political world, and it's really like the snowball that's been pushed down, or the avalanche that's begun, and it picks up speed and it picks up depth, it picks up its power, and it's literally unstoppable. But I'm going to tell you right now, and maybe I should add a fifth indicator. The fifth indicator, let me give you the fifth indicator before I give you the first four. The fifth indicator would be globalism then spells out the coming unprecedented, unparalleled, unequaled destruction of humanity and of the earth. Environmentalists, Mr. Gore and others, the globalism that you embrace will not save the environment. The globalism you embrace opens such a spiritual toxic door that it will bring a destruction, a scorching of the earth, of the sea, of the land, of the trees. There will be, in that seven-year period, such environmental destruction. It will correspond to the unleashing of the, well, the spirit of the age. It will involve what globalism is really all about. Globalism seems to be this pulse guiding and directing and pushing and moving. Nobody's sure who's behind it. Nobody's sure who's initiated it. But it seems as though the politicians that I've listed already, and many others, and the gatherings of political leaders seem all committed. To them, globalism is already a done deal. They've already drunk the bitter, deceptive waters. And out of the four, or five now, indicators I'll give you, the fifth indicator is that sense of catastrophe, that sense of catastrophic events. When globalism unleashes. Now, it will evolve until the chaos and arise of a new regime and a new world leader. That's when it will burst on the scene and will sink its grip politically, economically. It's going to promise the world salvation. It's going to promise the world environmental salvation, economic salvation, spiritual counterfeit salvation, national salvation into a new world of unified humanity. Reminds me of the Tower of Babel. And I'm going to give the indicators concerning globalism, but I'm telling you, I'm adding a fifth one right now, just feeling led to do so. That it will bring about, and this is prophetic, from the Spirit of God, who has given infallible, accurate, never failing prophetic words. Every time the Spirit of God speaks about a future event, predicts a future event, those events from past to right now have occurred with absolute detailed accuracy. All the way down to Judas betraying Christ and the amount of silver and what he did it for, the motivation. And I'm going to say that politicians and the wealthy elite are going to have that Judas principle. They're going to betray the real Christ for a counterfeit so absolutely masked that they embrace the counterfeit as if it's the salvation of the world. And point number five today is, it's not the salvation of the world. It's the indicator that the greatest destruction of the environment, of the economic, of the national, and of humanity is just a few years away from the inception of globalism. And I'm saying that billions will die, not like in the movie 2012. The Mayan prophecies coming from spirit guides and gods and goddesses, finite beings that cannot predict the future. They're not omnipresent. They're not omniscient. They're not omnipotent. They're not infinite. They're flawed, finite beings that guided not only the Mayans in their prophecies and in all of their science, so-called science and technology, but everybody seems to forget, as the Italian archaeologists had gone down, said that these Mayans also sacrificed human beings by the thousands, maybe 50, maybe 70,000, before the destruction of the Mayans. So we've got some real difficulty. If you want to follow the spirituality of the Mayans, well, let me tell you something. It speaks about deception and ultimate destruction. Doesn't make any difference. It does. It really does. And though there'll be those that will say, listen, hey, talk shows hosts and others that are screaming about the conspiracy behind globalism, there are a bunch of crazies out there. When it all comes down, and it will, maybe in the back of your mind you can remember some of the things that are being said now, that Psalm chapter 2, 3,000 years ago was a warning, was an invitation, spoke about embracing the Son of God. That's right, 3,000 years ago it talked about Jesus Christ, who was going to come and die on the cross and be buried and rise from the dead and blast apart the finality of death. Listen, the world around us has literally been drinking the waters of globalism. And the world at this point is, you know, it's up to our necks. It's not 20, 30 years away. We've got globalism in the UN, in NATO, in military systems, in the environmental movement, in the economic collapses and pressures to push for globalism. The Chinese are, the Yale studies are. There is a drive with, well, probably hundreds of millions of New Agers. Anybody that's a New Ager today, whether you realize it or not, connected with a alternative spiritual source that is the inspirer, instigator, and the one that has developed the concept and need for globalism. I'm going to tell you again, there is a spirit behind the drive for globalism. Anywhere you read political ideology for the need for globalism, I guarantee you there is a spiritual backdrop that is in opposition to God and seeks to bring global rule. And that's just one step towards the end, the final day of human history. Psalm chapter 2, the kings of the earth. Revelation 16, the unholy trinity of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. Send out a planetary wave of spiritual presence that millions of new agers are expecting to come. But they have no idea the source or the effect. They just feel the energy. They just feel the vibes. They're getting communication from spirit guides and entities that a global planetary spiritual wave. Revelation 16 reveals it. Revelation 16 tells us the source of the sender of a planetary spiritual wave that will gather the already galvanized global political military leaders and guide them, supernaturally guide them. Their politics come from supernatural revelation. Their military enforcement comes from supernatural empowerment. Their actions of Psalm 2 says they gather together. Revelation 16 talks about them gathering together. Revelation 19:19 talks about them gathering together. Listen, if you are a researcher, if you are someone looking at the so-called conspiracies, if you are engaged in the UN and promoting globalism, if you are a psychic or remote viewer promoting globalism, let me tell you something. You've already been had. You've already drunk the waters deep. You've become convinced. And the ideology, the writings, the idea, the dream of globalism, you know what it is? It is spirit-given revelation that has become political ideology, economic instruction, environmental passion, New Age, and deep-seated Luciferian agenda. Millions upon millions upon millions are seeing globalism. They don't understand the four indicators and the fifth one I'm talking about. I'll go over those again from 6:30 till 7 o'clock. We're in the middle of 1 hour, which I believe is a supernatural hour because I believe the grace of God has providentially brought some of you here. That He is engaging some of you. I have no question that He's engaging a lot of us as believers about the global mission that God has. Did you know that God has a global mission? And did you know that prophetic revelation tells us that God's goal was accomplished? That every tribe, every language, every people group, every single place on the planet, people will have heard that God loves them, that Christ has come for them, that He's given His life, that He's opened the door to immediate, personal, and eternal access and fellowship to God Almighty. So the believers out there, the Spirit of God who's upon you is involved in a global mission. On the one hand, He's constantly bringing battle against the dark forces. We need to do that. We've got authority in Jesus Christ. We have the armor of God that we are to have on permanently. We've got a mission. It involves, like it says in Ephesians, the Spirit of God tells the church to expose the evil deeds of darkness, to expose evil that presents itself as light, like a sexual predator that smiles and offers candy. The intent is rape and destruction of a life. And I'm telling you right now, the spirit behind globalism has within it the spiritual, physical, eternal rape of humanity, of you in mind. And I'm going to tell you forthrightly and plainly that if you are embracing globalism as a New Ager, as a follower of Alice Bailey, as a Theosophical Society member, as somebody in the Bilderbergers, and maybe some of the elitists at Bohemian Grove, maybe it's in the parliament there in Europe. Maybe it's some of the leaders listening as they're getting prepared for Copenhagen. If world leaders are speaking from their lips globalism, if the documentation is globalism, if the world health scene, the world economic scene, the world environmental scene all speaks globalism, listen, do we know what time it is? Do we know what time it is? Hey, let me take a break just for a moment to tell you this. Let me take a break. You can write in during the show, shatterxmailsbcglobal.net. And I've got somebody here. I'm going to see whether I'm going to bring this out or not. Somebody is writing about, because when we got the first level of books in, the Black Awakening, and sent them all out, yes, we prayed over all of them. The publisher's handling all of it now. We're not handling any of it at all. It became too really overwhelming how all of it works. Well, they're just mentioning again that they know that we prayed over the book because we're dealing maybe with somebody that somebody that's connected to the dark side, somebody that knows Luciferianism, that has written that when they got the book, being a part of the dark side and attached to the dark side and knowing the powers of the dark side, they knew that the book was prayed over. Did you know that demons know whether you're a real believer in Christ, whether the Spirit of God dwells in you? Did you know that they perceive you before you perceive them usually? Hey, by the way, let me tell you this. On the website, and if you're brand new again, this is Russ Dizdar, you can go to shatterthedarkness.net. Now, that is the main website. It's got a lot of stuff on it, so take your time. You can go to the left or the right and follow those columns down, or you can go to the middle and just simply go stage by stage down the page. You'll see in the beginning where it talks about the book, The Black Awakening. You'll see where it talks about live radio. But right there by live radio, free this month, The Book of Daniel. We've commented, we've done a teaching series on every single verse, every chapter all the way through. It's all on MP3. It's an actual course that we've sold. And it's offered free for all the listeners and anybody you want to give it to this month alone. I think there's around, I'm not sure, 20-some hours when it comes down to part one, part two, and chapters and things like that. That is free, and that's for you. And I've already gotten people writing me saying that they really love it. Secondly, we've just put up the series we had about a half a year ago on the abyss. The abyss spoken about in Revelation. It's a real place, a real locality, and there is deep, horrific, lethal presence within the abyss. And sooner or later, there's going to be authority gotten, granted, and that doorway, which I believe involves also a dimensional side, gets opened. And the Bible says these entities break through from the unseen side to our physical side, and they come down upon the earth. And they bring some pain and torture and destruction. If you want to see, again, the nature of the dark side, that's what the abyss is all about. Now, we have 7 hours of MP3s, teachings, and so just click on the Abyss series. It also has on there the three-hour interaction that Steve Quayle and I had. So it's all on that one page if you want the 7 hours, because we're working on that book, which will be a much smaller book. It'll be put out later on The Abyss. The subtitle, the problem is not the abyss, but it's what comes out of the abyss. And you know what? The abyss is opened somewhere in the middle of that final 7 years when globalism is reigning in power. I don't know if I've said it before, but I'll say it right now. We are right now in an unprecedented ramping up of spiritual manifestation in the world, dark side and from God. It's not going to dissipate. It is going to become so predominant, so pronounced, so literally visible. I hope you're prepared. I hope that you have the Spirit of God inside of you because you've received the living Christ in your life. I hope that you know what it means to be saved and have the gift of eternal life and have the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, inside and the revelation of the Word of God buried deep within you so you can discern, so that you can be strong, and so that you can even do great ministry. God will use you powerfully, even in the last of the last of the last days. I hope you're ready. But if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you could read Romans chapter 8 if you want to. Check it out. It tells us very clearly, if you have not the Spirit of Christ in you, you're none of His. And you're vulnerable to the ramping up, the spirit right now of the age, the coming chaos, the rise of Antichrist, the mark and all the rest. You are very vulnerable. Politicians, you are very vulnerable. Military men and women, there's a vulnerability there because everything that God has said tells us that the dark side acting like light, like a spiritual predator with a smile on its face, has targeted the politician and the political world and has targeted the military leader in the military world. There are the two primary targets. Now, it will include three other areas. The economic scene, the wealthy of the earth, the wealth of the earth. Where's it all going? I'm sure that it's all being funneled into the hands of the Antichrist himself. Follow the money, and you're going to find the Antichrist in his regime. You're going to find deep-seated Luciferianism and globalism. Everything will be inverted. Everything will be shifted. Everything will be moved. And whatever will not move, that's why the dark side will create a collapse, a chaos, an anarchy. They call it a black awakening. Now, there's the environmental side of it, too. There's the media moguls. They're targets also, no question about it. But I promised you tonight that I would go over all five indicators, or the five things that are connected to globalism. And tonight we're specifically praying supernaturally by God's good arrangement, God's providence, that He will speak into the hearts of politicians, anyone and everyone in the political and governing scene. And that would include professors at Yale and places like that that pump and push globalism. That would include all of the para-national groups, all of Europe, all of Canada, all of Australia. To the Russians, this includes you. To the Chinese, this includes you. The prince of the power of the air, the immediate dense atmosphere. The spirit who is now operating supernaturally in the hearts and lives of millions is about to bring to the world what has been worked on for decades and decades, what has been spoken about for millennia. You realize that God has brought warning that goes back now 3,000 years. God has never failed. No biblical prophecy that has spoken about, oh, the rise and fall of Babylon, the rise and fall of the Medes and the Persians, the rise and fall of Alexander and the Greek, the rise and fall of Rome, the coming of Messiah, the coming of the birth of the church, the coming of, even Judas and the 30 pieces. Listen, 300 prophecies, mass communication on the first coming of Christ, and now massive communication, not only the second coming, and Eckhart Tolle and Oprah are deadly wrong in their concept, what Eckhart Tolle wrote in his book, The New Earth, concerning the second coming. The spirit of the age, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work, guided Eckhart Tolle into denouncing the visible return of Christ and promoting a counterfeit, quasi-spiritual breaking in of a new age and of globalism and of a new evolution of humanity that begins a whole new world order. All of that language, all of that talk flowed originally off the lips of the fallen cherub. Four indicators and a fifth one. Number one. Globalism is an indicator. Wherever you see globalism talked about, wherever you see it written about, wherever you see politicians pushing for it, and it is so deeply entrenched, so deeply embedded, and there is no such thing as secular globalism. There is a spirit behind every ounce of globalism. A spiritual presence that is manifesting as never before in human history and will manifest in observable, visible, massive signs, wonders, and presence such as the world has never seen. Let me say again. Indicator number one. Globalism is an indicator of how close we are to the great revolt or the rebellion or what some would look at in Revelation 6 as the Pyros, the fiery red horse who takes peace from the globe and causes with a force behind that eruption causes humanity a civil insurrection that involves butchery. It's not about war. I mean, though there'll be skirmishes and things could break out and missiles can be shot, it's ultimately about out into the streets, a civil insurrection. It seems like a riot. It seems like chaos. Could it be thousands of sleeper super soldiers unleashed? Could it be the massive revolt that will occur just prior to the apocalypse, the unveiling of the Antichrist? So indicator number one, globalism's presence right now is an indicator of how close we are to the catastrophic chaos that Albert Pike talked about, that the Mayans talked about, that Webbot talks about, that old occultists Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, Robert Mueller, that Masonic leaders like Albert Pike, they all talked about it. God has given accurate, precise information about it. Chaos, catastrophic chaos and collapse of nations, including the United States of America, is coming. And it will be, there'll be design behind it. It may involve environmental issues that occur. It may involve what seems to be just people going crazy and as if in riots. But it may also involve, and I believe it involves, the long process of building the terrors, building what they call our chosen ones, building what they see as super soldiers that will be unleashed, who have been placed and planted in government, in military, in law enforcement. No question among the electrical grid, in the media, every single level of society. They are even sitting in your churches. It's not the church's fault. Satan has designed this level of infiltration. It occurred in the beginning, Ananias and Sapphira, Satan tried to enter in. He's always trying to corrupt and destroy and fight. But don't you for a moment forget what Jesus said, that the gates of hell shall not prevail. Repeat it. Speak it out loud. March with that on your lips. Onward, Christian soldier. Onward. Don't you hide like some scared survivalist hiding with a bag of wheat in an underground tunnel. You're going to have to come out sometime. And for believers in Christ, and to do something great for God. That's what Deborah did. That's what Esther did. That's what Daniel did. That's what Nehemiah did. Go back and read about Josiah. That's what they did. Little old David, inspired by his resolve for God, didn't fear Goliath. He went out on the field to face the twisted Nephilim, and by the power of God, defeated. Listen, no power of God was demonstrated where everybody hid in the rocks, scared. The power of God was displayed where those who stepped out in faith, believing God, well, you read Hebrews 11. They can conquer kingdoms, administer justice. Powerful, powerful, supernatural, redemptive acts are just waiting for some of you to step out and let God use your life. Second indicator when globalism is being spoken about, when you hear Barack say it, when you hear Gordon, you know, Brown say it, when you hear, you know, any of the others speak this, Stephen Harper, doesn't make any difference. When they are mentioning it, when they are reading off of their speeches and use the term and believe in what it's all about, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. Globalism like that and what you're hearing on their lips is an indicator how close we are to the Antichrist. Not just to the chaos, because the chaos is only coming for one reason. To clear the way. To eliminate resistors, to lower levels of population, to force the world to believe it needs a globalist savior and a globalist regime. So globalism spoken about today, 2009, is an indicator of how close we are. Listen, Copenhagen coming up here in a few weeks is an indicator of how close we are to the Antichrist. Now, I did a conference here a month ago in Mansfield. I asked everybody, they came in from seven states, how many believe that there's only about 10 years left? A few people raised their hands. How many believe there's only about five? Listen, everybody in that room believes that Antichrist is soon to appear, but that means that he's been here and alive and operating behind the scenes for maybe 30 years. Globalism, number two, globalism is an indicator of how close we are to the apocalypse of Antichrist. Number three, globalism is an indicator that we are just years away from Revelation 19:19. Listen, everybody. Revelation 19. Listen, military men, soldiers. Revelation 19:19 is the future accurate picture of actual human history. The last day of globalism. The last day of the reign of the Antichrist, the false prophet. The last day of the reign of a supernaturally charged, technologically advanced, super military with millions of super soldiers. It's the last day for the kings of the earth that embraced globalism. See, it's embraced as revelation put into political ideology, economic, environmental ideologies. It's already in all of the in the sense of what people have received and they've drunk it in. The globalism spoken about today is an indicator of how close we are to the last day of fallen human history. Revelation 19:19. And for the Luciferians, super soldiers, programmers, elitists, and many others, for those of you who have been forging the way as servants of the serpent of light, as you call him, the fallen cherub, have you not read Revelation 19:20? Have you not read Revelation 19:20? You're there. Unless you get out now, you are there. Unless Barack Obama, unless Howard Brown, unless Queen Beatrix, unless Nicolas Sarkozy, unless global leaders, presidents, kings, prime ministers, and those just under them step out of the grip of spirit-guided globalism, you may be there in Revelation 19:20. It's a future picture. Hey, listen, all the believers, did you know? All the believers in Christ, take a breather for a moment. Here's some good news. Of the four great hallelujahs in Revelation 19. You should know this chapter backward. If you're going to ever memorize a chapter of Scripture, memorize Revelation 19. Because if you're a believer in Jesus and you've received the living Christ and you know him personally, then you are already pictured in Revelation 19. You're there. Revelation 19, verse 11. And I'm not going to read it to you. You're going to have to look it up. Find yourself in Revelation 19, 11. For the super soldiers, yes, there are two armies, literally. One on the earth and one in the heavenlies descending, coming down behind the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesu Christu, Yahweh Adonai. Right now, It does matter what side of the fence you're on, what you choose, what your heart clings to. If you accept the political, spirit-guided globalism that has been evolving and being unleashed literally since the 20s. A little glimmer of it came in the rise of the Nazi Party and their desire of world conquest and a 1,000-year counterfeit reign, global reign. You see the destruction that the spirit-guided Nazi ideology brought about. We look backward and we talk about the Holocaust, but biblical prophecy points us forward to a Holocaust that is 10 times the size of Dachau, Auschwitz, and the rest of the camps. We're not talking about millions losing their lives in destruction, rotting in open fields. We're talking now about billions. From the moment of the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos, the man of lawlessness, from the moment of his rise and his acceptance by the world as a global leader, within 3 to 4 years, Revelation 9 tells us that a third of humanity is gone, destroyed. Part of it occurs, the Red Horse. Part of it occurs in the Great Revolt. Part of it occurs in the attempted annihilation of the Jews and all believers worldwide. Part of it occurs in all that occurs in the judgment of God in the restraining and striking of the beast kingdom. Many of you don't realize that there are real Luciferians and even real super soldiers, inward subpersonalities that listen right now. Number one, globalism is an indicator how close the great revolt or chaos is. Number two, globalism is an indicator of how close we are to the rise or the apocalypse of Antichrist. Number three, globalism is an indicator of how near we are to the final day of fallen human history, Revelation 19:19. Revelation 19:19, by the way, is the fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2. Number four, globalism is an indicator of the kind of rock-solid stand politicians, kings, presidents, prime ministers will take. It's an indicator of what kind of resolve they will take against the Lord's Christ, against God in Christ. 3,000 years ago, God asks why the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain, and the kings, political leaders, take their stand against God and against the Lord and against the Lord's anointed, against Jesu Christu, the rugged cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Against the Prince of Peace. The deeper into globalism you go, the stronger the spirit of Antichrist grips you. By the time we enter into the beginning of the 7 years, the chaos that will cause the emergence of the Antichrist, you're talking about hearts and lives that will have precursors and then layer upon layer upon layer upon layer, with the false prophet being here, of supernatural deception that will cover them like layers of an onion. If you do not get out now, you may never get out. Christ knocks at the door of your life and of your heart. Politician or soldier or street sweeper, you have one life to live. If it's not the diseases, if it's not the war, if it's not the chaos, if it's not crime that kills you or disease, somewhere along the line, old age and you die. Will you live and die without God? Will you live and die without the redemption of Jesus and his love for you? Will you lie in a hospital bed or at your home, gripping your heart, grasping your last breath, cursing God? Guaranteed, my friends, if you don't want God, if you don't want God's answer, if you don't want the embrace of God's love, the forgiveness of the blood of Jesus, and the gift of eternal life, you won't get it. The Word of God predicts and says they perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Not because God didn't want you. Not because Jesus didn't go outside of Jerusalem and cry out, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have taken you up under my wing. But you, Thelema, you willed not." Set your will in opposition to God. Open your will to the spirit of globalism. And you may have sold your soul to the devil. And yes, you shall rot in hell itself. What a great sadness. What a great and horrific loss. Christians, let's pray as God has commanded Timothy chapter 2 for all people everywhere. Kings and those in authority specifically. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wills all men, pas anthropos, all humanity to be saved. Come to Christ. Give him your heart. Give him your life. Believers, surrender. Serve God. Reach your neighbor. Reach your friend. Politicians, embrace God's invitation. Psalm chapter 2. God's a blessing to you. We'll see you tomorrow night, Tuesday at 7 p.m. SurviveToThrive.net. Right here. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Blessings.